Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, we get on air and callers call in and remind me of things that I remember. They're so crazy, I think, wait, did Biden really say they claim we're drinking baby blood? I'm like, wait, he did say that. But it sounds crazy to say they said that. Like, Bill Gates is, we're going to block out the sun, we're going to bury trees, cut trees down. He said 2 weeks ago, we need to cut trees down. He said, trees are bad. Environmentalists need to stop thinking trees are good. So I told the crew during the last segment, a lot of you were watching, then I said, go find that. And they found it. Here he is.
Can you clarify what you said about knowing the Democratic Party is anti-police? I know that you have said you don't want to defund the police.
I said that is not the Democratic Party's position.
Okay.
I'm the Democratic Party. I am president. So is the Speaker of the House, and so is the Majority Leader. We are not defunding the police.
And are there people who, in the Democratic Party, who want to defund the president?
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure. Are there people in the Democratic Party who want to defund
the president? Mr. President, Speaker Pelosi is the one choice.
Can you clarify what you said?
All right, so he says he's not defunding the police, but they've done it all over the country. Again, total lies. Here's a short clip of Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch talking about what the next House Speaker should do. But I saw Elijah Schaefer tweet yesterday saying, oh, I've seen the videos of beheading of babies. It's real. Aborted babies. So we're aborting all these babies, third trimester, 9 months old, sucking their brains out, selling their body parts, killing people that have car wrecks for their organs. It's all going on, taking Uyghur Muslim organs, all of it. And they sit back and say, no, that's not happening. That's all in your head. So I thought I'd play this short clip, go to break, come right back with your calls. The order received, Ed, and then Daryl, and then everybody else, Joe. We're going to go to all of you, and we come right back after this one-minute break. But here is Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch, saying the next speaker should commit to leadership to stop the procedural abuse of Trump and other election rigging and Biden's open border invasion. Here he is. This is so key because this is where they're getting it all done. It's how they're getting all their power. This is how they're shutting the Republic down. Here's the clip, and we'll be right back with your phone calls right after this.
I'm Tom Fenton. I'm president of Judicial Watch, America's leading government watchdog organization. We have a simple request for Congress. Do your job. It's not enough to do investigations and reports. We need to stop the government corruption and abuse that is so concerning to the American people. In this new budget fight, or basically the old budget fight that we're being asked to pretend is new, there's an inflection point. Are we going to continue to fund Republicans in the House the wild abuse by the Biden administration of its political opponents, the mass censorship of tens of millions of Americans, the border invasion we've heard so much about, and the other wild abuses of power that are right now fully funded with Congress? And I don't know what we're talking about with a clean CR. I see a dirty CR, a CR that will fund the worst, the dirty politics and corruption in our federal government. And there's a positive moral obligation right now, not next year, but right now, to stop the abuses, the effort to jail Trump on pretextual, unprecedented charges in a way never seen before in American history. An obligation to stop right now the Biden administration censorship of tens of millions of Americans. The obligation to stop right now the illicit use of tax monies to fund abortions in our military and elsewhere. We need to stop right now the attack on children through the promotion of transgender extremism. We need to stop right now the lack of serious investigation into the Biden administration corruption, specifically Biden corruption. We need a Justice Department or a special counsel that has confidence of the American people. All of these issues can be addressed in this continuing resolution. And if they don't want to address it, that suggests to me those who vote for it are on the side of corruption, and those who oppose it are on the side of justice. Thank you very much.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we're now into hour number three. The toll-free number to join us. As soon as the caller hangs up, it's your chance to call him. We'd love to hear from you. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I did pretty good taking calls last hour, but I want to do really good this hour. So I'm going to give each caller 90 seconds, and I'm going to give a 30-second comment and move to the next person. Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm sitting on the ground in the middle of a dirt road by two dogs. There's an eagle nest about 100 yards away. We used to talk about this, Alex, 20 years ago. I called twice a week hunting, fishing. We don't have time for that now, but two great movies you must see. Yul Brynner, a Russian actor. The Journey and Tarzan's Bulba, you know, explains the Russian people, especially the Cossack, where Zaporozhye is, where the war is right now.
I love Yul Brynner. So he's in a movie called The Journey.
And Tarzan's Bulba, two movies, two will really show the Russian people.
What's the other movie?
Tarzan's Bulba. It's a famous Russian story.
Yeah, that's one of my mom's favorite actors, is Yul Brynner.
The Journey is actually filmed during the Hungarian uprising. He's a major in the Russian army. It was actually filmed during the uprising. It's such a great movie. You and your wife will love it.
I love Yul Brynner. What else is going on?
That's it, brother. I wish we had more time to talk about.
No, keep going. So you've been listening. It sounds good where you're at, brother. I wish I was there on the back porch.
I know you do.
Hanging out, brother.
I know you do, bud.
God, it's so, I'm going to talk about this next week, but I just spent a time with a guy that I would describe as the conservative populist version of the guy that wrote For Whom the Bell Tolls, and it was just incredible to hang out with him for a few days there in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we're talking in the middle of nowhere, and I would describe it as incredible. But you're right, man. When you're out in the countryside, in the middle of nowhere, and the people, it is so refreshing. Ernest Hemingway. He was a big outdoorsman. He was a liberal. They said he was a communist, but you read his books and you hear what he was into. He was a man's man and just obsessed with the outdoors. So am I. I don't even let myself do it because if I ever go do it, I'm gone. I mean, my family is, hunting and trapping and raising cows and chickens and working, and that's what most of my family does. They're so happy. And, man, if I ever even went that direction, I'd never come back. Thank you so much for the call. All right, Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Same here, Alex. I'm fishing every day down here I can, out in the outside, out back, any chance I can. I just wanted to say God bless you. You're an American patriot. And my question to you is, what are the odds? You guys were almost hit on the head earlier. Iran, Joe's a demon. With everything going on, his back's towards the wall. What are the odds that Iran and Joe have started a war, in quotation marks, just to stop Trump from, because they both hate
Trump.
Oh,
absolutely. Listen. I like Ronald Reagan, but Ronald Reagan got approval for vaccine liability protection. He approved aspartame. He approved glyphosate. Ronald Reagan sat there and greenlit all this evil stuff that's killed hundreds of millions of people. So Ronald Reagan was not a bad person, but he literally signed off on the worst stuff in American history. So let's just be honest about Ronald Reagan. And it is the same thing now that is basically going on. And Iran made a deal in 1979 into 80, to hold those hostages to get rid of Jimmy Carter. I don't like Jimmy Carter. My point was that was a deal. And Iran has backdoor deals with the left to attack America when it's needed, to suspend the election, but then we won't attack Iran. It's like they're not blaming Iran now, even though Iran's behind this attack on Israel. And so that's not debatable. That's the facts. And I think Iran is going to pull some major sleeper cell stuff in the next 13 months ahead of this election to help Joe Biden and the globalists. And I totally agree. The CIA put the Ayatollah Khomeini in, and they don't control him, but they're working with him, and that's going on.
Yep, and that's why they had so many people come through this border. None of them want to assimilate with us in our culture, just like Michael Savage says, the language, borders,
well,
culture.
Look, nothing against the Persians, but if we think of Machiavelli, we think of sick double dealing, we think of just mental illness, triple cross BS, that's the Persians. I mean, and they meet the CIA, and it's like two demons having sex. I mean, Iran is deep in this. Deep in this.
Yeah. Well, one last thing. I just want to shout out my little brother. He got me the Great Reset sign last year for Christmas. So shout out to you.
Brother, thank you. Joe, if your brother hadn't got you that book, we'd be off air right now. We sold $2 million of that book, and I gave 95% of it to Free Speech Systems, and I took 5% to pay my legal bills. And here's the thing. It's a very liberating feeling because I'll never give up. I'll never back down. Just get the spray coming up. But I could give out. And a sick part of me has done this so long that I'm like, I've done my mission. I'll be even bigger if I just disappear, but I can't give up. So I'm going to tell listeners, you bought The Great Reset and The War for the World last year. $2 million came in roughly. It was like $2.1 million. We had to pay for the books, so it was like $1.5 million. I gave that all to Free Speech Systems, even though I owned it and controlled it. And I got back my $400,000. Sounds like a lot. I'm $1 million plus in the hole in bills. And it's a very liberating feeling because I've never had more podcasts want me. I could sit at home and do my show, but I wouldn't have the infrastructure, the crew, wouldn't be on talk radio. We're selling hundreds of radio stations the enemy can't control. So it'd be a big victory if they shut us down. But I'm having to take a hit financially to do that, which I'm willing to do. I just want listeners to know, now part two is out, 200 pages longer, huge book, incredible, The Great Awakening. Get it signed as a fundraiser, get it unsigned as a non-fundraiser, InfoWarsStore.com, or send it to number one on Amazon.com, get it at Amazon.com. That makes bookstores order it, then we get a bunch out there. And, you know, we sold hundreds of thousands of these in bookstores, and we got like $2 a piece or whatever. But it didn't matter. It funded this son of a bitch. So that last book kept us on air. And I was like, hell, I just recorded like 10 hours of stuff with the guy that helped me write it. This book, I spent five times at least more time on it. In fact, most of this book I wrote, we had to cut 300 pages out of it. And they had a researcher, a lawyer, to make sure they didn't get sued, that was over me and checked every part of it. I spent five times, conservatively, more time on this book than the last one. And the last book's good. You got the globalist quotes and their operations and what they're up to. But this book is a grand slam. And the last book's a home run. This is a grand slam. The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com, signed or unsigned. But regardless, these are products you need. And we have the flash sales going right now to 60% off. It's got to end this weekend. Pro Red Bill Plus, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, the Great Nootropic, right now, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Daryl in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for taking the call, Alex. I'm Missouri Battle Flag on Twitter, and I have a lawsuit against the ADL. and I'd like folks to look it up. I'll repost it at the top of my page.
Well, I'd like to buy you a chicken fried steak if you were here with me. Tell me about it.
Well, I talked to you about 4 months ago, and you asked me if I was in the Klan, and I'm not. And I think we have to, you know, you were saying let's not kill people, and you had a whole list there, and I'd say let's not kill the Muslims either. And, you know, they're calling them animals, and I'm accused of being a racist hater, and that's not true, and I'd like people to read my complaint. They've put a motion to dismiss forward, and it's really a summary judgment. I'm a pro se attorney.
Well, why did I ask you if you were in the Klan? I mean, here's the deal. The Klan's fed run.
They have a picture of me at a Klan rally where someone said, hey, Daryl, say Hail Christ, and I made a salute.
Which I don't know. I don't remember. I called you the KKK. I don't know who you are. What?
No, you asked me if I was in the KKK, and I said I'm not. And I'm not. They have a picture of me. If you Google my name, Daryl McClanahan, it has 17 million views, and they tell everyone I'm a white supremacist racist, and I'm not.
And wait, what has 17 million views?
The ADL article about me.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't know all this. I vaguely remember your call. I guess you brought this up. I asked, are you a member of it? Like I'm a
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Elementary student says, do you understand this is going on in the schools? And then they've got us because city councils across the country, I've seen probably 10, 15 videos the last few months where they start reading Gender Queer, which is the main one, but there's a bunch of books, and the police come and say, you can't talk about children having sex in front of this video feed, which I agree. It should not be on air. It should not even exist. I'm not against books, but pedophilia is illegal. I'm against those books. And we are banning those books in schools. We're not burning them. Quite frankly, those should be burned. If you write a book about how to kidnap and rape a kid, burn the damn thing. It's illegal. It's not a book of free speech. It's a book of crime. It's a blueprint. So, listen, I get Christian conservatives. My mother is the same way. I go over there every couple of weeks for dinner with my family, and they'll bring up politics, and I say, can we just shut up about this? Because the minute I start talking about real stuff, my mom goes, I don't want to hear it. This is too horrible. Okay, great. Then I don't want to hear any of it. I'm going to say it this way. How am I supposed to do my job when I've been mailed a stack of books with library tags on them that is stuff I didn't even know as a 49-year-old man? I mean, they describe in these books, I'm in my backyard. The neighbor is a nice man. He wants to take me in the shed. He tells me he wants to blank. I pull out my such and such. He such and such as me. It's so great. I love this. Now, I mean, it's pedophilia. It's grooming children for being raped. And I get it. We're not supposed to read that on air. I understand that. How do I tell you it's going on unless I show it to you? A mother gets up, a father gets up, a coach gets up and starts reading these books. And in 30 seconds, the police are there taking them to jail. So you can read that to children, but I can't tell you what they're doing. They are literally gearing up to castrate millions of children. They've done it to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands around the world. I mean, am I supposed to quit? Am I supposed to hang up my spurs? Because believe me, man, I don't want to sit here and read this crap. My reporters tell me all the time, hey, can we cover this on air? HBO has a new show about raping children. And I go, I don't know, can I see the, are you sure? Well, yeah, I got to see it. And it's a guy raping a little boy? It's on HBO. I'm not supposed to watch that. I don't want to watch that. And I'm watching simulated rape of a five-year-old boy. And I'm like, and I'll be honest with you, they win. I didn't ever cover it. Owen a month ago says, hey, boss, can I cover this? And I said, if you want to. He said, well, watch the clip. And I'm sitting there in the office right before he comes on. And I'm like, what? What? It was a three-minute clip. I cut it off in a minute. And I said, what else happens? Well, this happens. And then you call me, and I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. But you call me and say, my children are listening. And I wish you wouldn't. This is not a show for children. You should listen to the show, take clips you want that you think they can listen to. You curate. You decide what they hear, not me. I'm talking to adults, and I'm not mad at you. But I'm pissed. Not at you, but the situation. I have been put in an impossible position. How am I supposed to report on what they're doing in the schools with your children, and then as adults, you don't want to hear what they're doing? You think police that investigate pedophilia like it? No, that's why most of them quit. They get sick. You think cops that dig up dead bodies or find dead bodies like it, covered with maggots? No, it's their job. And you're the grand jury. You're the jury. How am I supposed to report to you what is going on? Do you agree? Because there's kids in the audience. That we're not supposed to show you what they're saying and doing. Let that sink in. And I get it. It's not normal to go on the radio and TV and read books with color graphics, cartoons, lifestyle, like a picture. This is illegal to show a real image of a kid being raped, but they'll show it in these books. So you're looking at children being sexually abused. And then I show you those. We're on a lot of TV stations and cable stations. Good people put this on. And I get the station managers get calls. What are they? Hey, man, you're showing kids getting raped? Yeah, they're showing it in school. And so imagine the cops. The cops are standing there at the city council. Hey, this book my 8-year-old's reading says this and that. The cops are like, you can't read that. Absolutely, you can't read that. You can't read that in city council, and you can't give that to children. Do you got me now? Do you understand me now? Do you know where I'm coming from? Comprende. Comprehend that. I said I got loaded phones, and I do. I just want to take your calls. But, man, just look. Ted Gunderson, who was the head of the FBI in Southern California, who was in line with the FBI director, he ran COINTELPRO. He's famous, okay? He's dead now. Bladder cancer. He told me in 1997 at dinner, in Austin, Texas. He stayed at my house that night. He told me they sell kids in auctions and they traffic them all over the world. And I didn't think he was wrong because I knew he was very credible. And later it all came out he was right. And then 8 years ago, when my uncle was dying of pneumonia before he passed out and died 5 days later, he told me, he grabbed me by the arm and he said, "You're right. I was there running operations in Central America. I was in charge of all the airfields and operations, but I wasn't involved in the actual operations on the ground, just the logistics. And they were shipping children out of the orphanages in Central and South America. And the word was they were being sold around the world. And I had to get out there. And I just want you to keep fighting, whatever you do." And he's crying. He was dead 5 days later. He passed out the next day. And he's literally going, "You got to stop him." Well, Do you want me to get on air and tell you what he told me? Or is it too scary for everybody that William Forrest Hammond, super decorated world, Vietnam combat vet, helicopter pilot, clandestine operations, secret army officer, Latin America, all of it. And he did all this stuff for the government. He told my mother this. She doesn't want me to talk about it. But he did what he was told in Vietnam. He was in Laos and Cambodia. He ran operations with opium. And he did what he was ordered to do. He did it all, folks, because he thought it was some greater good. And then he finally saw kids being loaded on C-130s, little 5-year-old, 6-year-old kids. And he said, "What is this?" And they said, "Shut your mouth." And then they tried to kill him and his partner and some of his guys that were under him. They tried to kill them all. And I picked him up when I was like 8 years old off a C-130 in Dallas Air Force Base. And he came off in a wheelchair on that thing. They shot him up and killed his aide-de-camp. And that's how real this is. And am I not supposed to sit here and tell you what they did and tell you who they are and tell you what they're doing? How do I do that for you? How do I do that? I don't know how to thread that needle. So fine, I won't mention what they do to the kids. They'll just keep doing it forever. You're right. Stations are right. Everybody's right. We won't talk about it. We'll just ignore it and let it keep happening. I promise you, we won't talk about it anymore, okay?
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life?
Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are live, broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. InfoWars.com is the coordinates of liberty. I didn't mean to spend 10 minutes ranting at the caller, but this is an adult show, okay? And I've got to tell you what's going on. And I don't want to read the books our kids are reading. I have to. And those parents don't want to go read those at city council. What are they supposed to do? We're doing the right thing. But don't worry. I'm the one that doesn't cover this. You don't have to call and tell me not to cover stuff. I feel guilty that I hold this stuff back because I don't want to look at it. I've already seen a whole bunch of it, and then the stuff gets worse and worse. And that's what they're counting on, is that we're so horrified by this that we just give up. So I should canvass our radio and TV stations, owners. I should canvass the listeners. What should our policy be? Because I don't know what to do. We should do a whole show on that. Should I show you what our children are being given? Because as adults, we don't want to see it. I get it. It's profane. It's illegal. It's disgusting. But then if I don't expose it, I'm part of it. So I don't know what to do. Like I said about a month ago, Owen says, hey, boss, I'm about to play this on the show. Can you watch it? And I'd already gone off air. I hadn't seen the clip. And I went when he was already on air, and I looked at it. And, like, it was a three-minute clip. And, like, a minute and a half in, I stopped it. Because it was the rape of a little kid on HBO and the little kid loving it. It was a sex scene, a little kid getting raped and how great it was. And I was like, what the hell? And I walked in. I told Owen, you go ahead and cover it, but I'm not going to look at it. And then Owen really didn't even cover it because he didn't want to cover it. I get that. It's like, you don't want to see this? Believe me, I don't want to. I don't need that in my life. Okay, then the kids are wide open. It's like asking the police to not investigate a dead body. Oh, the police don't want to look at a dead body full of bullet holes and dead in a field with maggots all over it. Okay, great. The person gets away with it. You think that's a fun job? And we can't just put this on the police. They're overwhelmed. Their funding's cut. They're all. We have to admit all this, is what I'm saying. And I don't know the perfect way to deal with it. But don't think for a minute we're having fun talking about this stuff. Don't think for 10 seconds I want to sit there and watch the carnage in the Middle East or any of this stuff. But the way we beat it is admitting it. I'm going to shut up now. We've got a load of phone lines. Kelly in Arkansas, Army on invasion of Hamas. Next events. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Alex. I forgot to tell the screener that I was also a veteran of the Gulf War. I'm 53 years old, brother. I've been listening to you for a long time. I was red-pilled while over in Iraq, Saudi Arabia and Iraq, for the duration. And I felt like we let them down as we're gathering prisoners. There was fear. I felt like we were liberating the oppressed is what we were lied to about. But I appreciate you guys. Your guys' validity, your neutrality, you're a blessing, and I would love to bear witness to your judgment as through your testimony that you tell almost daily. Anyway, my point is I wanted to get to is I had a talking point with my friends and buddies, fellow infantry, Chief Warren, rotary wing combat aircraft pilot. I'm like, at what point, what operation have you ever been involved with where you leave kit and uniforms, vehicles on site? And I understand special operations need or covert op need to feed them out, get out, mix in with population. But there's also a military point as an infantryman. You don't leave your weapons behind because you're going to have to fight your way off the objective and get back to base or where you get to pick up or whatever. So that's how I stand, but that's my talking point.
Well, I can tell you're really smart, and a little bit is above my head, so talk to me like I'm 5 years old. I'm listening to you. You got plenty of time here. What mission are you talking about, or what's going on?
So any missions an infantryman or special ops guy is on, you don't leave your equipment on site. And so we immediately saw that in the propaganda news.
Yeah, so you're talking about Afghanistan. Tens of billions of dollars of weapons left, or what are you getting at?
Well, I'm getting at the point that we immediately saw photos of equipment that allegedly Hamas left behind, equipment and uniforms here in this recent attack. And my buddies, I'm trying to get with them, what point did you ever leave equipment and stuff on site? They don't. Now, refer to the Princess Bride, a goofy 1985 show where Prince Humperdinck was trying to start a war against the Kingdom of Gilder by framing them for the murder of Princess Buttercup by leaving a uniform patch at her body.
Sure. We're not even attacking. I get what you're saying. When there's obvious signs of a setup and a frame-up, so what did you see in this latest thing that leads you to that, or what are you saying?
Well, yeah, it was an immediate. So as a former police officer, after I got out of service because of injuries and all. Otherwise, I'd probably still be in after 35 years, brother. But what you do as an investigator is you slow down, you take control of the scene, you try to figure out what's going on. And yes, possibly items of those are evidence. But with Hamas leaving that stuff there and them immediately putting it on the air and showing everybody, look at all these weapons, it's Hamas. That's just my point. It's what's up with that? It's fishy.
No, I agree with you. So what specifically, because I did see some uniforms and evidence of Hamas, maybe they killed soldiers, they showed it, but I'm not, so bring me up to speed. What did you see that looked staged to you?
Well, it was the fact that the news, whoever was filming over there at the scenes, were showing videos of the Toyotas of war with weapons in the back of them and uniforms.
Well, let's expand on that. Clearly Israel knew it was coming and stood down. Just a fact. And when I try to post on Twitter, I'm not allowed to, but Hamas and Hezbollah can show all the kidnapping and murder. Why are they allowed to do that?
I don't know. It's the fear-mongering. Brother, in 1990, in August, I saw that lie. We found out later. I was bloodthirsty like every other patriotic American, and I wanted to go liberate the people of Iraq. So it's just, I see it now. I see the emotion building up. And after
I know, but talk to me like I'm 5 years old. I'm on a combat special ops veteran like you. What are you saying you saw? What's the final analysis?
What do I say I saw? We never left our equipment on site, on the objective.
So what do you think is really going on over there? Because clearly the Israelis stood down. I mean, no one debates that.
Brother, I don't want to see anybody's baby's dead. I love Israeli people. I love Muslim people. I want to love everybody. I want to love as Christ, and I'm commanded to love my neighbor. And that's everybody. But I don't trust this entire thing is nefarious. And what do we get? Immediate photos and film.
No. We got more footage in one day than a year and a half in Ukraine.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what everybody's saying, including all my military contacts, are like instant coverage, instant everything, instant. So I haven't figured out exactly what's going on, but it doesn't look
me
good.
Me either. Nope, me either. And, brother, I appreciate you. I got a plug for everything. All your products are good. The Kava is excellent. I drank that with Fijian infantry while deployed again to an MFO, a multi-force national observers mission over in Sinai Peninsula, Gaza Strip, that area. Work with some IDF. Man, it was a great thing. Your stuff is phenomenal. Your dad's products are great. Owen Schroyer, love you. My name is Kelly Hewitt. I'm on Twitter. I'm just trying to get out information that I plug for you guys constantly, and I'm trying to
Kelly,
get
Kelly, we
on.
Love you. Thank Kelly you. Hewitt on Twitter. Thank you, sir. Wow. Yeah, I mean, folks, I'm not going to sit up here like other talk shows and say I know everything. All I know is all this stinks to heaven. That's all I'm saying. And we got a lot of Islamics in this country, and they're ready to blow stuff up. And the government's not going to have to create some fake cell. The Ayatollah Khomeini gives an order, it all starts. And I am going to go next level on this government. I don't mean violence, but I mean I'm going to protest outside your house. Okay, I mean, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to get people to get hurt to sue you. Whatever it takes, we are not going to sit here while your little Islamic pet.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, I'm not attacking the Ashkenazi. They're really smart folks. Like Dr. Zelenko was a Ashkenazi. Great guy. Beautiful person. And that's what's so sad about this. I'm not an enemy of the Jews, but I'm not going to sit here and let politics say, turn in your guns, give us your body, you're anti-Semitic. Open your borders or you're against Jews. I'm telling the Jews, stop letting politicians own you and claim that they represent you. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Alex, and I just want to just put this plug quickly for the American people to know, as well as the Israeli people, and I think they already know, that 90% of the Jews, professing Jews in Israel, 90% are Sephardic, 10% are Ashkenazic. It's the opposite here in the United States. 90% are Ashkenazic, and 10% are Sephardic. And it was the Sephardic Jews like Chaim Soloman, Aaron Lopez, who helped George Washington win the American Revolution. They were Sephardic Jews, not Ashkenazi.
There is a, my ex-wife is, they were non-religious, so I didn't even really think about it, but she's Ashkenazi, and it's just, the whole thing is just, and then the stupid-ass white supremacists attack me for that. Like, I love everybody, and I just want to, like, be peaceful and not do this, and I love everybody. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. David in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Alex. Let me say I sympathize with you. With what you were talking about earlier, there's unspeakable evil going on in this world, and it's hard. But if you give me some time, I just want to make three quick points here. First off, Jesus is king, and for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. So point one is, as Christians and believers of the Bible, looking at the New World Order, I want to say, how can we stop it, or why would we even want to? And I just think we should be looking for the Antichrist and watching for Jesus. Point two is, I'm looking at Turkey. You know, we're basically at, we're at Ukraine, we're at Israel, and once Turkey gets involved, there's gonna be a solid divide there between the world, between Russia, China, North Korea, the Muslims, and us, Europe and Israel. So I just want to say that that's an interesting spot to look at what's going on. We've already got reports of Israeli forces going into Lebanon. And it's crazy. The devil has this crazy plan. He's divided the whole world, simultaneously dividing all of our countries. So it's a recipe for disaster. And point three, I'm looking at how they're going to definitely need another terrorist attack, false flag. This is their playbook to get us into this war. And I'm looking at New York, and I'm reminded of 9/11. You know, I feel like we're going to see a 9/11 2.0.
No, I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your call. And that's where we are right now. And the governments are using all of us against each other. We have to be aware of this. We have to see this. We have to understand this, that powerful globalist forces want major wars. And so we should be against those wars. Now, a clip on Twitter is like 30 seconds long of myself in early August predicting attacks on Jews because I could see the programming. So I asked the crew to find a longer clip. I haven't seen it yet. They grabbed the actual clip. The full 10-minute clip, the segments can be uploaded to Mandot Video. Alex Jones predict attack on Israel. We'll get that up. But here's a short clip. We're selling human freedom and the future and transparency. That's very popular. And so we have to be ready when RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Russell Brand and Jimmy Dore and everybody else and Tim Dillon and all these other former liberals join us. It's because they finally figure out, wow, this is really evil. This is really destructive. This is really bad. And imagine having your firstborn son about to be castrated. That's the line. Like, wait, I'm super powerful and I'm rich, but you got my son? And a group of leftists have, like, sucked him away and control him? See, that's a bridge too far. And that's what I tell people that serve the system. You have to lose your son or your wife or your life, I mean, until you break with the New World Order. You can see it's getting dark, folks. It's bad. It smells. It stinks. You want to go deeper down this hole? The deeper we get, the more skeletons, the more crimes, the more evil. Let's turn back. Let's change direction. Let's get out of here. You know it in your gut, and I know the general listeners know this, but I really care about the prodigal sons and daughters out there. I really care about the people that think they're part of the power structure and part of the elite and part of this big utopia you're building. You're not building a utopia. You're building a global collapse, at least 6 billion people to be killed. That's the conservative estimate. That's the official number the UN wants. Most of the internal estimates are looking to have 500 million. You really think the globalists are going to stop at 500 million after they killed 7.5 billion? We're in the end game. We're in Agenda 2030. We're in it, folks. We'll come back, and I'm going to get into the ADL stack. And when I say ADL stack, it's the UN taking control. It's the WEF taking control of your speech. It's all the admitted censorship. It's all the control. And it's word for word what I've been saying last week with these Nazi groups popping up. That the ADL is going to come out and say, those are Nazis about to kill Jews. You must silence everyone that opposes our agenda of surveillance and censorship, or you're going to kill Jews. Now, what's the next move? The false flag. If I was Jewish, I would not have my kids in any big synagogue or any big school. You're about to get hit. And I came back and covered more of it. You can track all this. It's so predictable. Let's jam in more calls. Flint in Chicago, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, brother. Sick and tired of hearing about everybody else's border when our own politicians don't care about our own. I don't know where Gaza starts. I don't know where Israel starts or where it ends, or Ukraine or Russia for that matter. But there's no leadership, plenty of taxpayer debt to spend to decrease the value of the dollar even further. I mean, the Democrats break stuff just to come up with more solutions for taxpayer debt to fix what they broke in the first place.
You just boiled them down. I'll give you 2 minutes to finish up. But yeah, they break stuff to then get money to fix it.
Yeah, it's just a merry-go-round of insanity. And you know, I got caught up in the 9/11 stuff. Yeah, we get, you know, I don't know exactly what happened. I don't claim to be an expert on it, but you know, I got riled up. I wanted to, you know, go bomb them, go level, you know, Afghanistan. I cannot fall into that trap again. I've spent so much time hating other people that I just give up. I look out my window every morning and I say, okay, I don't have anyone attacking my house at this moment.
I'm in the same place. I love everybody. Exactly. But I see the manipulation and people come to attack us. Our whole media says white people are inherently bad. And the ADL runs that. That's why I said they're the most Nazi thing I've seen. The Nazis were race-based. The ADL is race-based. I'm not. The Nazis are crazy. They say Jones claims the ADL are Nazis. No, I'm saying the most Nazi ideology of race-based is the left saying being white or Christian is inherently bad. That's race-based politics. That's Nazi. They're not Nazis. I'm saying they're the closest thing to Nazis I've ever seen.
Where did this brainwashing occur? I mean, it's been over time. If you look at every commercial, who's the stupidest person in the room? It's
white
the
guy.
White male. It's the white, and who's the brunt of all the jokes?
Yeah, and all I say it's is, who runs guy. Hollywood, and why are you doing this to me? I've supported you. I've been nice to you. Why are you doing this to me? Stop it.
Well, God bless you, Alex. I love you.
I love you too. Take Anything care. Else, brother?
No, that's it. I'm just unbelievably frustrated, and I'm living paycheck to paycheck, and I got to deal with every damn problem of everybody else's.
No, I hear
problem.
You, and I'm not like, I'm asking Hollywood, like, why do you destroy yourself? Why do you attack the people that are nice? Why? Because we are nice, and the fact is, the left knows whether they're a Jewish leftist organization or a black radical organization or a Palestinian organization. They know white Christians are open and sweet and good. We're like the right whale. Why did everybody kill humpback whales? Because they were sweet and nice and didn't run from the harpoon boats. And we don't run from harpoon boats. We're like, oh, we want to love you. So I'm done being nice. I mean, the ADL says I'm a Nazi, even though they support real Nazis like George Soros. So at a certain point, I'm like, no, I'm not a Nazi, but I'm not your slave. And I'm not going to take your crap. I didn't do nothing to you. I'm a good person, and I care about people, and I'm not going to take your lies. And I'm not going to be your villain. You're the villain. You're a bad person. You are bad. Not me. You are bad. Doesn't mean I go sign on with the Islamists who are even worse. But that's all you got? Okay, so you're better than them? I want to see Jews come out against the ADL, and they are. I want to see more of it right now. Because I'm your friend. And we're being set up like World War II. All right, we're going to start the next hour. Jade Iyer's coming up. And I'm going to finish up with Peter, Jeff, and Caleb before he takes over InfoWars.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.